questions for Jamal here?
So how's the transition going to linebacker?
The transition is good, man. You know, it's more physical down there, more closer to the line. Everything's happening fast, so, I mean, I'm getting a good hold of it. Guys teaching me and, you know, just making that transition easy.
What did they say that they saw from you that allowed you to be able to make the switch from safety to linebacker?
Just how physical I play, the versatility I give, and, you know, just taking pride in going down in a nasty box and, you know, taking on blockers, hitting people, and, you know, that's a big part of my game. So, I mean, they guys went down last year, and I stepped in like we're supposed to do, and I played pretty well. So, I mean, I'll do anything for the team, so I'm with it.
Also, what was your reaction last year's experience, what's the linebacker setting up? I mean, what did that do confidence-wise?
Yeah, I mean, I had to learn on the run. So everything happened fast, and it's not like we're playing, you know, anybody. You're playing Seattle, Denver, and, you know, I didn't want to let the team down, so, you know, studying every night, being a vet, still got to study every night, you know, talking to Debo about alignments and talking to Dre about alignment and assignments. So, I mean, you got to make that sacrifice. And going into this year, you know, I get it quicker, making more calls and, you know, controlling the line. So it's been good.
What was your initial reaction then when they approached you to switch?
Man, I've been a receiver, DB all my life. I've never played backer like that. And, you know, it's a pride thing, you know. The athletes are in the back, you know, being a DB, catching picks, scoring touchdowns, running with guys. But, you know, things change, you know. And, I mean, it's a physical game. And I like being physical. And being linebacker allows me to be more physical. So I was happy with the transition, you know.
Do you like the competition that's ongoing now with that position?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to miss going out there doubling Julio and stuff. But, you know, sticking guys like Devontae and Tevin Coleman, that's a whole different – another different challenge. Like, those guys can run. They got the moves. So, I mean, it's a new chapter in my life, and I'm taking it head on.
What's been the hardest adjustment in the switch?
Just alignments. Alignments and, you know, getting down the D-line calls, moving them, getting them in the right spot. An inch could separate you from making a tackle and, you know, giving up a touchdown and saving one. So those alignments are crucial in getting the right games on the D-line. So that's been a hard adjustment.
Hey, Kamal, did you have to, like, bulk up for the position, and did it change your diet?
You know what? Yeah, I did. You know, I'm bigger now, but it feels good. And, you know, my body, I naturally get bigger anyway. So it was easy to put on that weight, you know, just maintaining a good look and a spot where I can move, you know. So, you know, change the diet, but everything was, it was all for the best.
How much was it like hamburgers and stuff? Like, did you have calories?
Nah, you know, I could eat a pickle and gain 3 pounds, so. You know, just more lean things, turkeys, but, you know, make the 15 extra pounds look good.
The defense overall takes a lot of pride. That linebacker room is just the energy there, especially seeing Ray and Deion and all those guys working throughout this offseason together. I mean, what's it been like, that chemistry in that room, and how are you seeing, especially, you know, pretty much a young unit just coming along together?
Yeah, man, the chemistry is awesome, man. They're young, so, you know, everybody feeds into the program. You know, Brick does a good job coaching us, and it's not like he's a coach first. He's a player. He's a player's coach first. Like, he talks to us what he thinks and what we think about it. And all the guys feed around Brick, Leroy, all the guys feed around him. Those guys that you don't see, like, they play a big part in everything we do. So, man, we just take pride in that LB room because we're the core. We believe we're the core, and, you know, it starts up front. So, you know, my mindset has changed. I'm not in the backfield no more, so I can't defend them. I'm with my boys now.
You have to give up the misfits
hoodie? Oh, yeah. That's over. I'm keeping it, man, but it's gone. I'm D-block now.
Nah,
you know, I still peek in the room from time to time. Like, you miss? I'm like, yeah, I miss it, but, you know, I'll be in here sooner or later.
What
messing with them.
What skills do you take from your time at defensive back that you can apply that help you more than maybe you thought as a linebacker?
You know, a lot of knowledge and, you know, just knowing where the DBs are going to be. In the linebacker room, we talk about pass, but, you know, run first. We know all the runs, like, but DBs know all the route concepts. So when we rotate in and stuff, and I'll make a right call, I know the safety's down this way, so I can I'm over here, so it's no confusion. Like, I know where the rotation is. I know where they're going to be, their job, so I'm not, well, what do I have? So, you know, just bringing that knowledge with me to the linebacker spot.
What have your impressions of Duke Riley then?
Man, Duke's been awesome, man. Like, he's been going for it. As a rookie, he's been going for it. And that has a lot to do with the room and where he's at. We treat him like a vet. We treat him like a brother. So he's been digging just like everybody else, and he's been showing great signs.